This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Rush Limbaugh is promoting secession. Maybe it's actually time for this thing to go mainstream. We can talk about that, but first we're going to get into a little bit of COVID-related news. Andy, you wanted to cover tonight, by the way, Ian, Andy, and Mark in the studio, you had wanted to cover your thoughts and what's going on with the vaccine, specifically the Pfizer one. Now, there's like dozens of these things being developed, right? Yeah. Like nation or worldwide, there's a ton of companies that are working on this stuff. But in the U.S., I've heard the most about Moderna and Pfizer.
Yep, those are the two right now that are being put up for emergency use authorization. And I believe on the way here, I saw something from Twitter saying that the Pfizer vaccine has received emergency use authorization for
from
use
the FDA.
In the U.S.
Okay.
Yep. So FDA has approved this. And in the vaccine trials, Pfizer's own data from FDA.gov, 19 reports, or on page 19 of this report, killed 2 participants along with 8 having severe adverse reactions and withdrawing from the trial. 4 people who supposedly took the placebo vaccine also died.
And how the hell does that happen?
Right, did they just get sugar water and it killed them?
No.
Or did it just die?
There's actually some research and some reports coming out that the actual placebo is some other vaccine completely.
What? Oh, so, what's the source on this?
This is FDA.gov.
Okay.
6 people died. So 2 people died from the actual vaccine and 4 people from the placebo. Plus, another like 4 or 5 people have gotten Bell's palsy. So they're literally one side of
the frozen face.
Frozen face, yeah. So this is these are the kinds of things that are happening just in the trial already.
Now, does it also say how many trial participants there were?
Yeah, it's about 30. So FDA and Pfizer's own data looks like 37,000. So about 38,000 have gotten it.
Okay.
So
how many was that dead? So two from the alleged vaccine, and then
apparently the placebo is twice as deadly.
Yeah,
the vaccine.
Yep,
that's so crazy.
So I mean, these are the kinds of things. It's a completely experimental, extremely rushed technology. They've never used it on humans before, so it's a new messenger mRNA vaccine.
What does that mean?
It's just basically, I mean, I'm definitely not a doctor, but from what I've heard, the messenger RNA will go in and it'll attach to DNA in your body. So
it supposedly make changes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a lot of doctors are actually saying that this could change your DNA forever. So that's,
oh, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to get sick from getting this thing that you might survive with a 99.96% chance of survival.
The thing that you have to be tested for by what is widely considered to be a faulty test.
Completely meaningless.
To find out whether you've got it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even know if you've got this thing.
Yeah, that's how dangerous and deadly it is.
And
you don't even know that you had it, and you can pass it to somebody else, and they don't even know they have it.
Because the supermajority of people don't show any symptoms.
What a crazy, scary virus. Oh, my God. You don't even know you had it. You need a test to tell you you had it.
And then take a vaccine that might kill you.
And really important, my doctor wouldn't give me the test because he says the test is too inaccurate. Yeah, I'm not going to charge you for this. What are you talking about? But you've got to take the PCR test in order to get on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But what? Elon Musk came down with COVID. Took 4 tests in a single day.
Two, yeah.
And
or did he?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because 2 of the tests said he didn't have COVID.
No, he took 4 tests
and
in a single day.
And 2 said he did have it, and 2 said he didn't.
Right, but so that says he took it.
That doesn't mean he came down with it.
Okay, I don't know whether he came down with it or not. What I'm saying is he took 2 tests.
Right, 4 tests.
And 4 tests, and 2 were positive, 2 were negative.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to believe.
Yeah.
Am I just supposed to believe whatever Dr. Fauci says? Because there's all kinds of doctors saying all kinds of different things.
Right. My doctor says that this is all BS.
Yeah, and even Dr. Fauci says that asymptomatic carriers have never been the cause of an outbreak ever. In all of history of all airborne viruses,
really?
They've always been spread by symptomatic people. That's from his own mouth.
Oh, did you hear that Fauci is going to be staying on board with the government?
Yeah, he instantly accepted the position from Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So this is like going on 40-plus years this guy has been the head of NIH. I mean, in HHS, whatever it is. But he's literally, that's what you call deep state.
It just goes to show that, you know, it doesn't matter if you change out the president. The bureaucrats, for the most part, stay the same, one administration to the next. The people think there's going to be some sort of big difference between these two. I mean, yeah, you'll notice some changes, but overall, these bureaucrats are still going to be the same ones telling you how to run your life.
Yeah, and they can change their minds, too. Remember, Fauci told you not to wear a mask.
That's right.
So it gets even better.
He told you to wear a mask.
Yeah, yeah. He said,
then goggles.
He said it might stop a droplet or two, but it won't provide the perfect protection that you think that it does. And then he said, Americans should not be walking around in masks. That was in April.
Yep.
And now, all of a sudden, here we are in November or December, and it's totally la-la land out there. It's bizarro world.
It's so weird.
If you want to breathe oxygen... And, you know, have the right to breathe like we were created to do, to breathe oxygen.
You're a second-class person.
You were literally a bad person. Yeah. You are shameful.
I was shamed yesterday for the very first time. Not shamed for the very first time. Confronted for the very first time. It was the second time I was shamed by somebody in the last year, basically, that this has been going on. And I told you guys the story off the air, but since I brought it up. So I was at the UPS shipping center here in Keene trying to track a package, and I walked in. It was like right at the end of the night. They're about to close within the last 10 minutes. So I walk in. I'm the last customer of the night, and there's one guy before me who's wrapping up with the clerk. He's an older guy, probably, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and he's got a mask on. The clerk, of course, has a mask on as well, although I've been in there when a clerk didn't have a mask on, but in this case he did. And so, older guy wraps up whatever it was that he was doing, and I made a point of staying far away, because I know how these people are, man. They are super freaky or whatever. I don't want to, you know, give them any reason to freak out, so I'm over on the other side of what is a relatively small room, but I'm more than 6 feet away from this guy, okay? And so, I wait until he starts walking out, and then I move up towards the counter to do my business with UPS, and I notice the dude stops at the door. And is turned and, like, you know, you can feel someone looking at you, right?
He's like feeling brave. He feels like he has to defend.
I go shopping. Yeah. There's just eyes peering into you, just burning a hole in the back of your head. Like,
and there's
put a mask
no
on.
Doubt.
Yeah. Put a mask on.
There's no doubt. He's checking. He's looking me up and down, and he's thinking about what he's going to say. And so he finally says, and yeah, I'm paraphrasing, right? Because I didn't record video of this because I'm in a business and, you know, I just want to get my things done. And I don't feel right generally pulling out a camera inside somebody's business unless I've got permission. So it really has to be a pretty crazy thing that's happening to make me want to do that. So anyway, he says, you know, you really ought to get a mask. And I say, I'm exempt. Because I am. And
you've got a doctor's note, and I saw it.
I do
now.
Actually have a doctor's note, but
it's
I don't
limited.
Have it. But I don't need to have a doctor's note in order to
you
be
don't
exempt.
Need to have anything.
I only got that because I want to take it to the bank and see what they do. That's honestly what I want. The one place that has refused my medical exemption. But anyway, so I said, I'm exempt. And he says, what? Or something to that effect. And I, as though he didn't hear me, or maybe he was surprised by what
COVID
I said.
COVID got in your ears, mister?
So I said back to him, now I turned and I looked at him and I said, I'm exempt. And then he actually tries to get into why. He actually asked me something to the effect of, well, what's your reason for that?
None of your effing business.
And I said, well, basically said that to him. I said to him, why don't you mind your own business? I didn't want to use profanity with him. I said, why don't you mind your own business? And then he goes, well, it is my business because it's for my protection. And I said, get lost. And I turned around and just, you know, walked up. And this at that moment, the UPS guy was like, you know, all right, guys, you know, he's trying to, like, break it up before things. Yep. Not that I'm going to fight the guy or anything like that. I mean, I don't want to touch him. I don't want to be anywhere near this guy. Just leave me alone. Go away. Get out of my face. And it's none of your business. So, anyway, as I'm walking up to the UPS guy and the dude's walking out the door at that point, UPS guy goes, yeah, I agree with you. Nice. Now, maybe he would have said that to anybody, but
sure.
Regardless, it was...
I don't know what he's agreeing with exactly. Yeah.
Since we're on the topic, just real quick, I want to read something from the New England Journal of Medicine.
Hold that. Yeah, we're going to get to it here. More about the Pfizer results, where apparently more people died from the actual
They're dying from this vaccine in the vaccine trial. Do not get this thing. I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice, but please...
Scary stuff. There's more on the way here. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIproject.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. According to the headlines over just the last few hours, the FDA has, as you mentioned, Andy, approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine for so-called emergency use. And this is what we've been discussing here, the clinical trials that they've been engaging in with this, where people, of course, have died. Surprisingly, four people supposedly died from taking the placebo version of this, which really makes you wonder about the placebo effect. And I think we actually talked about this earlier this week, the idea that the placebo effect is normally talked about as this effect that positive. Can have positive effects, meaning that if you take a drug and you believe, or you take what is purported to be a drug, but it's actually a sugar pill, but it's supposed to fix the problem that you have, voila, your problem is solved because mind over matter, and you've manifested the solution, and placebo effect's an amazing thing. But could the placebo effect have the opposite effect, meaning that if you take what you consider to be a vaccine and you're afraid of what could happen, that you know you can get sick from or die from a vaccine, that you believe that you could, you know, if you believe enough that you could become ill from the vaccine, that you actually die from the placebo effect?
Yeah, I don't think in this case it's that, because there has been researchers and doctors that are saying the placebo in this actual study, this vaccine trial, is not, it's another vaccine. It's literally
really?
Like, yeah. I don't have anything directly in front of me, but I've seen doctors and researchers talking about this, that the actual placebo, quote-unquote placebo, in this trial is not even a total natural placebo like we would think, like a sugar pill or saline or something.
Now, I'd be interested to see if that's true, because that sounds like speculation.
Don't quote me on this, but I've seen it from several sources. I just don't have it right in front of me.
And another thing is that, I mean, we don't know how big this study is, but...
He said like 37,000, I think.
That's a big study. Four people died.
Six total.
Six totals, right. Six people died. Two,
so far.
Two with the vaccine... Four with the placebo, but if you have 37,000 people, some people
somebody's
are going to
die. True, that's true.
So you know, I mean, I don't
over
know
what
anything.
Period of time was this too? I mean, was it a relatively short window of time?
All
but would they have died had they not taken a vaccine?
We don't know, because
you don't get
that's not how science works.
Yeah.
So all you can infer from that is this person was healthy, because people that go into vaccine trials are healthy.
But they're supposed to be, right?
They're supposed to be healthy. That's how you get in the trial. And then if they're healthy going in and get a vaccine and then just all of a sudden die, I think we can, with good reason, suspect that it may have had something to do with the vaccine.
I think that there's no way that people wouldn't suspect that. So,
yeah.
I mean, we have to be prepared for
it. It is 2020.
So there was, just as an aside here, Fox News interviewed a nurse who participated in the trial of the Pfizer vaccine. Kristen Choi told Fox host Bill Hemmer that she said, remember, these are two shot. There's a double shot thing, so you're supposed to get one shot, and then I think it's like a month later, get the other one. She says, after the first shot, it felt just like a normal injection, a flu shot or something else. I was a bit sore, but not too much more than that. The second shot was different, she continued. When I got home after the study, a few hours later, I started to develop chills, headaches, and fatigue. I kind of started feeling worse and worse throughout the night and woke up with a fever in the middle of the night. That kind of escalated until the morning, when I woke up with a very high fever of 104.9 degrees.
Oh my God.
Don't you die at like 105, basically, like, or close to that?
Yeah, this lady may have had brain damage from this.
She says, at that point, I took some Tylenol, drank some water, and fortunately it started to come down from there, and the side effects were mostly gone by the end of that first day. She then further claims that this is actually, she says, the signs of a vaccine reaction are very similar to COVID-19, she said.
Right. Well, that's what they say about, right, you can't catch flu. The flu from the flu vaccine. However, the symptoms of a reaction to a flu vaccine is flu-like symptoms. So
what's the difference then?
Well, one's not an influenza virus.
Yeah, but if you're up puking, what do you care?
Right. This is my statement when I was a firefighter for some time, and mm-hmm. still trying to get to be a firefighter again, move towns and that sort of thing. they wanted me to take the flu vaccine. I'm like, look, I've taken the flu vaccine. I get sick from the flu vaccine.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's from the flu vaccine. No, you know, I do.
I've done it more than once.
It happens every year.
You know, but you don't want to get the flu. And I'm like, look, the flu vaccine is usually, they usually come up with it about 18 months before the flu season. So they don't even know what the flu is going to look like.
Shot in the dark.
It's a shot in the dark. And sometimes they hit, but most often they miss as far as the flu vaccine goes. Mm-hmm. So there's a small chance that I will avoid the flu by taking the vaccine. There's a large chance that I will be ill with flu-like symptoms from taking the vaccine. So no thanks.
Yep. Let's also keep in mind here, too, that since 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act has protected all vaccine manufacturers from liability.
People think that's new. That's not new.
No, it's not new, but they've also doubled down introducing new bills that cover these manufacturers specifically for COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah.
So all the manufacturers, all the big insurance companies, all the big distributors like CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid and all these people.
Exempt.
Completely exempt and immune from all liability from any harm or injury caused. So these people, these six people that we're seeing that have died as a result of the vaccine trial, have zero recourse. The only chance they have is to go through a secret vaccine court that we have here in the U.S. They probably have something similar in other countries because the mm-hmm. U.K. also has this blanket immunity for these same manufacturers. You cannot disregard this. This is a big deal. They have zero liability
right.
for any harm.
If that's not a red flag, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I can't, you know, I can leave.
Trust us.
These are convicted felons, by the way. Every single pharmaceutical company, every single vaccine manufacturer, they're all convicted felons.
When you say that, what do you mean by that?
The entities.
The entities themselves have all paid out billions or millions in criminal and civil penalties. That's convicted in court.
It's an accurate statement.
Because normally a felony, somebody goes to jail, but not in the case of a corporation.
Well, how do you put a corporation in jail?
Right. That's the only time they're not a person, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I can't remember the different companies that have faced it, but state after state after state has filed suit and beaten drug companies for mostly oxycodone stuff.
They can be sued for pharmaceuticals, not for vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Right. So vaccines they're exempt for, but pharmaceuticals they're not. And look, I get why they would exempt pharmaceutical companies when it comes to vaccines. They want to get this vaccine rolled out as quickly as possible, and you know, taking away liability is a way to do that. However, this is important, ladies and gentlemen, people who don't have responsibility in a situation tend to not act responsibly.
That's right.
Great point.
So, you know, there you go. And how am I going to handle this vaccine situation? Because I have to, in all likelihood, have to take this vaccine if I want to continue my goal of creating more freedom in this world. And how am I going to handle it? Well, I'm going to wait until other people take it. I'm going to avoid it for as long as I can and see how long. Let's see how our healthcare professionals on the front line of the COVID thing handle this vaccine.
A lot of them are pushing back, too, saying they're not even going to get it. So.
Yeah, sure. But a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight.
Let's hope.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The nurse in this particular case said she thinks that she was glad she participated, and she would do it again if she had the opportunity.
See? They've all drinking.
It's been a couple days? What has it been, a couple days since
more
you
coming
took
up.
This thing?
Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
an expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older now goes to the FDA for a final decision. The director of the National Institutes of Health says Americans could be getting vaccinated now within days. Dr. Francis Collins tells Fox News that states are ready to distribute their first shots.
The Warp Speed team is ready to start distributing this vaccine to the states, and every state has already made a plan about how they would make this allocated based upon what the priorities are. So what are the priorities? Because we don't have enough doses for everybody right now, so the initial priorities are for healthcare providers, because they're on the front lines, and also for people who are very vulnerable, that is, residents of nursing homes and assisted living.
This is USA Radio News. House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he'll be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for seven terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the vaccine, or one of them, the Pfizer vaccine specifically approved now according to the FDA, and you're going to start to see them rolling this out to whatever poor victims they're going to be able to apply with this under whatever circumstances. Some states, like New York, are considering making it mandatory. I did see on, I think it was just like an unscientific web poll, I was on a radio station website today, and I saw one of those questions on their site that said, you know, are you going to take the vaccine? And it was about, I think, 25% saying they would refuse. So, again, unscientific web poll, New Yorkers, so your results are going to vary in other areas. But it does suggest that there is at least a significant portion of the population that is going to refuse this. And I'm glad to see that being the case. Now, they're going to try to incentivize this. But many places are probably not going to make it mandatory, but they'll start to say things like, oh, well, if you want to take an airline flight,
yeah,
or if you want to get a job,
happen.
Or if you want to have your kids go to school. Because they've already been doing this to students at government schools, mind you.
Right.
For a long time, they've been telling government, or the government schools have been telling parents, you have to get Johnny vaccinated in order to send him here, or else you just can't send him there. Which, you know, shouldn't be sending your kids to government school in the first place, but that does persuade a lot of people to get it.
Yeah, I feel a little differently. So you say you're happy that some people are going to opt out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do like it when people stand up.
Non-cooperation is the only way that you can actually achieve significant freedom is if you don't do what you're told.
I, however, want to cooperate with the things that make sense and not cooperate with the things that don't. So, for instance, I wear a seatbelt, mm-hmm. and if I were to ride a motorcycle, which I will in all likelihood not because I find them to be dangerous vehicles, I would wear a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
you know, those laws, the fact that those are laws in many states are meaningless in my life because I'm willing to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this circumstance, what I say is that if you toe the government line and you believe everything these people tell you over and over again, in the face of the facts, in the face of the science.
Well, you deserve what you get.
You deserve what you get, right? And I want people to get what they deserve because mm-hmm. the universe comes to better stasis when people mm-hmm. get what they deserve.
Sure.
When we're wiping out the gene pool of the people that are, you know, lockstep authoritarian-believing Nimrods, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm not saying that people, you know, who don't, like, if you want to get a vaccine, then shoot yourself up with whatever the hell you want to. I'm not yeah. telling you not to get it. I'm saying I appreciate the people who aren't. I appreciate the people because those people are, whether I agree with them on other issues, at least on this issue, they're my people. You know, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm willing to work with people who I don't agree with. If we are in agreement on one issue, I'll work with you on that one issue. I don't care what you think about, you know, socialism or fascism or whatever on the other issue. If you're going to refuse the mask, if you're going to refuse the vaccine, I'm on your side on that one.
Mm.
And I'm going to say thank you to the people who are refusing this stuff. Because if 99% of the people go along with it, then, I mean, that's not a world I want to live in.
If I felt like the vaccine was effective, then I would probably take it. But I tend not to believe it will be. That's the question, right? Like, so you're talking about where has the first...
Your immune system is effective against this.
99.98%.
Right.
Right.
This lady got 105.
Yeah.
This lady, this nurse in California, had a fever of 104.9 degrees after dose number 2 of this Pfizer vaccine in the test, and she's singing its praises. Lady, you probably wouldn't have had a fever at all if you contracted COVID. You're a young woman.
Right.
Propaganda. But then again, I can see normal people saying this because they do every day.
Well, plus she's also a nurse.
Yeah.
So she's incentivized.
Almost every nurse that I know personally hawks vaccines.
Yeah.
That's all they've ever been taught. Even if you ask a nurse, they actually will tell you that they've only gotten like a half a day's worth of study in their nursing program on vaccines.
Sure.
Half a day's worth in all the years.
And it was just straight propaganda, too.
And
right?
All they're taught is that they need to trust the CDC mm-hmm. and that here's the vaccine schedule and get in line. If you want to work in allopathic medicine and you want to work for a big hospital that's funded by Bill Gates and the government or whatever.
You can't break from the
You can't the break line. From the vaccine schedule. I had a friend who's a mother who went and got her son a Gardasil shot after I've warned her about the dangers of vaccines and how they're...
What is Gardasil? What is it?
It's HPV vaccine.
That's right. Okay.
For young boys, they're giving it to them. I mean, they're...
Right. The HPV is not shown to do anything to young men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it could give you, if you're a woman, it could give you a
cervical cancer or whatever.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But... you know, basically, if you've been sexually active with 3 people in your life,
yeah,
you've got human papillomavirus.
No kidding.
I mean, it's that you know, likely to be spread, but it doesn't generally do anything to anyone.
Uh-huh. So why are people freaking out about it?
Because a few people, it does do some bad things to.
Big pharma.
And it does it to women. And remember, they're a subjected minority.
So, yeah, so she's telling me about giving her son the shot, and then she's telling me how the nurse, who is a good friend of mine, I actually went to high school with this girl, she's married to one of my brother's best friends, is telling me, my friend, the mother, saying she's trying to pressure me to get the flu vaccine, and I'm telling her, no, my kids aren't getting the flu vaccine, and she's, like, angrily pressing her in the doctor's office, like, what are you doing? You have to get...
Don't you care about your children's health?
Exactly. I mean, that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with here with these.
It's like they put the name flu vaccine on it. So that's all you're supposed to. That's the only level of thinking you're supposed to
line up. Get it.
And, I mean, you know, like, I can tell these people about my experience. I can tell them about my research into the subject.
Dismissed.
I know it sounds like...
You're just
when
an anti-vaxxer. You're not a doctor. You're crazy.
Right?
You're a lunatic.
I'm not even an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll use vaccines if I consider them to be a good choice. I just got a vaccine in the last 3 weeks.
Really? For what?
Yellow fever. I had to get it.
You had to.
I had to get it in order to travel. Mm. But I mean, you know, I wasn't.
I'm surprised you could even get it. I mean, getting appointments for things, you know, medical procedures. And
yeah,
whatever.
most of the locations.
So they won't let you travel without it.
Yeah, the certain places you must have it. It's part of the.
They
literally pulled the thing out and looked at it and said, okay. Yellow fever vaccine. Mm. Slide it back in. So in order to get your shots to travel, that's one of the things that you have to get.
Now, that's not every country.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But they did have yellow fever in Florida. There was an epidemic back in the, like, 1908 or something and killed a bunch of people.
Wow. Just wanted to read quickly about Pfizer real quick. September 2nd, 2009, the U.S. Justice Department announced it had reached the largest health care fraud settlement in history after Pfizer agreed to pay. Wait for it. $2.3 billion with a B for the illegal marketing of its products. You have false claims in Massachusetts, $102 million fine.
Illegal marketing, that's like where they go to the doctors and buy them a bunch of stuff, right? And they like send pretty pharmaceutical reps to like butter these guys up in ways that are sort of
or just
not
lie
really
about the medication. Outright lie, you know.
But the idea
I think in this circumstance, what it was,
billion.
Was the claim that oxycodone was not addictive.
Is that what this
that
was about?
That was Purdue Pharma, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Pfizer he's referring
to. Yeah, Pfizer. I just wanted to bring up Pfizer because they're the ones with the vaccine front and center.
They're all bad news. I mean, a lot of these companies are...
All convicted felons, as we said earlier. But I just wanted to highlight that 2009 $2.3 billion fine paid by Pfizer. Why should we trust them? Why? Tell me, give me a good reason why I should trust these companies.
Exactly. Not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think we should judge the medicines based on their performance. I like my medicines to have been around for a long time, is basically how I feel about them. It's like, oh, this has been around for a long time.
If you go out and get a vaccine to protect you from a virus that may or may not even exist.
That has a 99.98% survival rate.
You're out of your mind.
And that the most likely circumstance for the vast majority of people on the planet contracting this is not even knowing they have
disease. That's right, because they're asymptomatic. Which is to say that you don't get sick.
Which just means healthy people.
Right.
That's all it means.
And we read on the air here that in Great Britain, they studied, and half of the people were immune. They were immune from blood tests that had been taken 3 years prior. They were immune to a disease that we didn't know existed until December, 3 years ago.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, we got open phones for you at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I've been inviting people to call in all night, but unfortunately, I did not have the correct call screening system pulled up.
This is a technical difficulty.
This is a failure. This is a failure on my part. So the reason is we actually have our own phone screening system in here, and there was a technical reason on previous days that I had pulled that up. Just forgot to log out of it, and it looks just like the one that we use for the network. So
I got talking about how we could set up overlays on our electronic equipment in order to dodge government interference.
Yeah.
We had an overlay on our electronic equipment that caused us to
dodge us every single call, which we don't usually get a lot on weeknights anyway. And so the board op did say we're pretty light tonight. We only missed one, so thankfully Joe is still hanging on in Maryland. He's been there half an hour. So we're going to get you right in here, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe, you're on the air. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Thanks, man. Nice to know you're there. Go ahead.
Hey, was anybody working on Monday night this week?
Well, if you want to call hosting a radio show work, yes.
Okay. I called in and I joked around about the viruses, about taking the vaccines and stuff. And I explained to everybody about COVID viruses, how they weren't alive and stuff like that. Do you remember that call?
COVID viruses, yeah. So that right, and then we actually looked a little bit further, and so just
viruses generally aren't. It's dubious as to whether or not they are alive.
Inert,
at all.
Right, yeah. They're not alive. They're inert, and they have to be activated. Okay, so I kind of know what I'm talking about when I talk to you guys about this stuff. Okay, Andy, this is for you. Now, they didn't tell you that. If you have allergies and you take these vaccinations, that's a no-no, especially if you have peanut allergies.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't told you about that yet.
Sure, sure. This so doesn't surprise me one bit.
That's bad for you. also with these vaccinations, there's something inside these vaccinations that interacts with you. Mm-hmm. And you, with these masks, and they haven't told you about this yet. I got this information also. So when you breathe and you have these little fibers in the mask,
mm-hmm.
it messes up your lungs because of the aluminum that they put in these vaccinations, and it messes up your lungs. So they haven't told you about that yet, Andy.
Sure.
So you are 100% right.
Where do I find out more about this? Aluminum in the vaccine? And I mean, how do you even know what's in it at this point? It just got rolled out.
Well, you've got to have the sources that I have, and I'm not going to give you my sources.
All right.
Well, if you don't give your sources, then how is anyone supposed to check the claims?
Well, yeah. you checked me out the last time, and I was right. And let me just put it to you.
We did a general search for viruses and whether they are inert or not. But you're making some specific claims now that there's aluminum in the vaccines and that there's they're going to have a reaction to the masks.
Let me put this to you this way. Take your chances then. But I'm just trying to help you guys out. And then when it comes,
well, I don't know if you're really helping anything. I mean, you're making some wild claims that may or may not be true, and you're refusing to back them up.
Send us a link. I'm not doubting you.
Okay.
I don't know. Anything's on the table. Yeah.
Maybe it's true, but you can't. I can't prove it.
Okay, you can't prove. But I'm just saying, Andy, when you talk to your mom, she goes, "I don't want you coming over here because I think you could give me the COVID virus and some things." Like I'm just saying, some of the things you can say. Well, they're not telling you everything about these vaccines. They may
she
be
won't
harmful.
Believe a word he says.
Yeah, I've tried everything.
He's tried.
But also you can say, and you know how she could bring up like in 1917 they had the bird flu and all these people died, but. Everything's different from the 1917 flu. You could say, Mom, things are cleaner now. We have clean water. We wash our hands all the time. Everything's different from then.
That would require her to like actually stop and think, though. And,
sure.
And my mom.
I mean, you can point to the homeless populations. They're not coming down with COVID in any significant manner,
exactly.
And they're living in filth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a great way to look at it.
That's because they don't make it to 80.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate hearing
from you there.
Appreciate you, brother.
Oh, by the way, I did forget to mention, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, and that is a place where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. It's a good thing to do right now, especially considering the price of Bitcoin is actually down a little bit today. It dropped below $18,000.
May never
Bitcoin.
Be there again. You don't know.
And remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can always get a fraction. You can also get other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash. And in fact, the website Bitcoin.com will help you understand the basics about this stuff. If you haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoin yet, go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started, and you can watch, two, 3 minute long video. There's more videos, but the first one, you just watch that one. You'll get a great overview of what these things are all about and what some of the real different concepts are that you should get a grasp on. Bitcoin.com can help you with that. And there's a lot of great free content there at Bitcoin.com, including their news website at news.bitcoin.com that will have updated information on a daily basis there. So, there was a time in the past where we talked about Rush Limbaugh listening to Free Talk Live. You remember that, Mark, back in the day when he was... What did he do?
Well, basically, as... The best we can tell, Rush Limbaugh was introduced to Free Talk Live perhaps around the time that we went to our first convention, and mm-hmm. I asked him the question, what does the next generation of issues-oriented talk look like?
This is when he was speaking to Talkers convention. He was there for like 6 minutes. He came in and he spoke,
took a question.
He took a couple questions and left.
My question.
Yeah.
And he said, it's me. Right?
He's like 65.
Right?
Or whatever.
This is a guy who's deaf from his oxycodone addiction. He's now at this point he's mortally ill, and I don't certainly want to see anything else. I just thought it was, wow, the signature Rush Limbaugh vanity really is real, because mm-hmm. Here he was saying that he can't look beyond himself
right.
to see what issues-oriented talk looks like after him.
Correct.
So, anyway.
Didn't he say something about Caulfield?
That's right. I think he's quoted here as talking about. No. This was on his show. You're right. These libertarians broadcasting to cornfields and cow pastures. And at the time, it's not the most inaccurate description of Free Talk Live. Yeah. But I don't know who else he could have possibly been talking about. Right? Like, there's one libertarian show out there. And it was, in fact, broadcasting to cornfields and cow pastures. To some extent, Free Talk Live still is. I mean, much of our broadcast
area. That one show.
Yeah.
One show.
Yeah. So, thanks for the mention, Mr. Limbaugh.
So, I bring that up because a lot of talk radio is a bunch of talk show hosts trying to do Me Too on Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Basically, pretending to be Rush Limbaugh, doing the same things that Rush Limbaugh does, talking about the same things that Rush Limbaugh talks about. In fact, literally, some of them will listen to Rush Limbaugh.
And then
talk about later. So Rush does a noon to, or what is it, 10 to, well, I don't even know when he does it.
Noon to three.
So, he'll do his early afternoon show, and then other talk show hosts will do their late afternoon drive time show after having listened to Rush. So we don't ever talk about what Rush talks about.
I rarely listen.
I don't listen.
Not that I refuse to listen. If I get in the car between noon and 3, and one of the two radio stations in town, one of which is NPR and the other which would have Rush Limbaugh on it, if it happens to be tuned to where Rush Limbaugh is, I'll listen to that.
I don't care what he's talking about. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I'm not interested. I'm too busy with other things to listen to other shows. But in this case, Rush Limbaugh, the reason we're talking about him is because he is now talking about an issue that has been front and center here on Free Talk Live for many, many years.
It's all right if you use our show for show prep,
Mr.
Limbaugh.
Thank you.
I mean, I know that the drive-by media uses your show for show prep, but it's pretty obvious.
He's been listening. I'm glad that he's been listening.
Rush is a listener.
And you know what? Maybe he's coming out of his shell a little bit since he's on his deathbed, basically, sadly. You know, he's got lung cancer. His time's limited.
Yeah.
So maybe he's
all of our time is
maybe
limited.
He's not going to be holding back on his opinions here, because now what he said on his show, this was yesterday on his Rush Limbaugh show, he said, I actually think, he's talking about, can we win the culture? Can we dominate the culture? Referring to his conservative brethren. He says, I actually think, and I've referenced this, I've alluded to this a couple of times because I've seen others allude to this, I actually think that we're trending towards secession. I see more and more people asking, what in the world do we have in common with the people who live in, say, New York? What is there that makes us believe that there's enough of us there to even have a chance at winning New York, especially if you're talking about votes? And then, he goes on to talk a little bit, there cannot be a peaceful coexistence of two completely different theories of life, theories of government, theories of how we manage our affairs. So Rush Limbaugh talking about
deathbed confession. Let's hear him really drop some truth bombs.
I am loving this. And as a result of this, there's a lot of talk about this online right now. The Drudge Report tonight had Rush's picture front and center with a title about secession right there. So maybe it's finally time that we start talking about this issue. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.